Good morning, Cameras Community Church. This just seems really strange right now for preaching a Sunday morning message on a Friday afternoon. But we greet you all in the name of Jesus. We also have some family and friends joining in, and we're glad that you can be with us today. We thank you all for your participation and patience in us getting this technology together. And slowly we're getting there, and although we can't be together in person, this morning at least we are together through this means of video. I especially wanted to say thanks this morning to our office manager, Rebecca, and to our associate pastor, Shannon, for all the work they have done to get us to this point of putting me on Zoom and now on YouTube. We trust that over the past few weeks, too, you've received a phone call or an email or a text from myself or Shannon or one of the elders as we seek to keep in communication with the congregation. So we're thankful for the Andersons, the Breggers, and the Roots as our elders team. Also want to thank our deacons as well. Last month we had our very first meeting together using Zoom. So we appreciate Richard, Grant, Jim, and our longtime chairman, Don. Your work is so appreciated. I also want you to know that if you'd like to have a hard copy of the messages that Chet and I preach, or whoever's preaching, they will be available at the church. Or if you know someone who is not being able to pick this up on video, we'd be more than happy to deliver it to their home, or they can come to the church and pick up a hard copy as well. I want to talk to you this morning about prayer. And my message title today is called Alone Time Can Be a God Time. I've noticed on TV that the latest diet fad doesn't even use the word diet in it, but uses Bible principles. It says, change your thinking, you'll change your habits, and then you'll change your life. Well, we've been preaching that for a number of years. Jesus said, out of the overflow or out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And in Proverbs we read, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so just to try our behavior is behavior modification, and that's okay. That's not all that bad at all. But we can stay changed by changing our behavior as long as we got the strength to do it. But once we get tired of doing it, we're going to be back to what we actually are thinking our belief system is. So we want to change our thinking. And so today I just want to just challenge you a bit on prayer. What's your belief system in regards to prayer? Or what you're thinking in regards to prayer? And I'm looking at two things, both private and public. One of the positive things about this social distancing is giving us time to spend more time, rather, in Scripture and in prayer with our Father. And by the way, as far as the Scripture goes, I've been getting emails and Facebook messages and questions regarding Scripture. If you have questions as you're studying Scripture and taking more time to read the Word of God, please feel free to contact the office any way you can. And if I can't answer it, I can get Shannon too, or we have a lot of resources to answer your questions. Feel free anytime to contact us in regards to that. Now, while there have been prayer services on Facebook, Zoom, and YouTube, it's still not the same as being physically together in worship and in prayer. But let me get back to my main point. While we have to be apart, take of your time, advantage of your time with God alone, or alone time with God. Now, I've been reading a lot in the Gospels over this past few weeks in regards to Jesus and how he prayed. And I've come across a few interesting things I just want to share with you this morning in regards to that, and see where you stand in all of that. Jesus had private times of prayer with his Father, and then he had the corporate times and public times of prayer when others were around, usually his disciples, but there were others as well. Now there's two things I noticed, and I'm going to share you 2 points this morning. The first point is that his time with his Father, the time that he spent in prayer with his Father, was long times. And I'll give you a few examples this morning. Luke chapter 6 and verse 12. Well, I'm just going to turn my monitor on here. And this is just before he called the 12 disciples. It says, one of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray, and he spent the night praying to God. So here's the time where he spent the whole night just with his Father, just in time alone with his precious Father. We read also that Jesus prayed in the early morning. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35, it says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed." And we find this often in Scripture, where Jesus just took the time, be it morning or night, to get alone with his Father and spend time there. And it seemed like he spent a lot of time with him. We also read that Jesus prayed at night. You know, after he fed the 5,000, this is what Scripture tells us, Matthew 14, 23. It says, "After he dismissed them, he went up into the mountainside by himself to pray." And this is where he sent his disciples out in the boat. And as we read the Scripture, it goes on to tell us that at the fourth watch is when he went to meet them out on the water. Fourth watch is sometimes between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. So he spent quite a lot of time after an exhausting day of teaching and then feeding the 5,000. He went alone to be with his Father until the middle of the night. And then in Luke chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and he prayed." So from these few examples, it seems that there were many times that Jesus took his social distancing from everybody and just took the time to be with his Father. And that's an awesome lesson that I think we can learn from this time that we're experiencing when we have to keep distance from each other. God doesn't practice social distancing. He's always there for us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. But I think he really likes it too, when we just take that time to be alone with him, just to listen to what he has to say to our hearts, to build ourselves up in the Holy Spirit, and just to seek his will and his wisdom, and sense his power, sense his praise, sense his joy and his peace upon us, and he gives us guidance for the day. The second thing that I noticed was that his public and his corporate prayers were actually quite short. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13, the Lord's Prayer, or the model prayer, may take 30 seconds to say. And I know this because I try to say it really slowly and I watch the second hand on the clock. And it really doesn't take a long time to say, but that was the prayer that he had gave to his disciples to share. If we go to John chapter 17, the prayer that he prayed there with his disciples present, just before his arrest, it'll take you maybe 3 to 4 minutes at max to read that. And so that is the longest prayer, but it's not that long in comparison to other prayers. And then in John chapter 11, verses 41 to 43, it said, "Jesus' prayer for Lazarus took no more than 15 seconds. Yet a man who had been dead for 4 days comes out of a tomb." Now that's pretty good, just to pray that short prayer. And here it is. It says, "So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, 'Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me.' When he said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come out.'" And that's the extent of prayer for Jesus bringing the guy that's been dead for 4 days out of the grave. Then we read in Luke chapter 10, verse 21, after the 72 returned to Jesus filled with good news and joy, they were all excited about what had happened. They had told Jesus even the demons were subject to them. And Jesus just shares one verse with them, or he just takes one verse to share Jesus' prayer at that time in front of them. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do." And so after all that excitement, with all those people, around him and everything, the prayer is very brief, very short, and very sweet. And so here's the conclusion that I'm coming to. Is I believe because of the amount of time alone spent with his father in prayer, that brought results to his short public and private prayers. And I think this is a good time for us to spend a lot of time alone with Christ, with God our Father, and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. You know, and just as a note of interest, in conclusion, remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, it's the only time that we have recorded that we know that Jesus asked his disciples to hang in there with him for 1 hour while he went to pray. And we all know what they did. They all fell asleep. And so, you know, if your public prayer or you are intimidated, and over the years of ministry, I've had people come to me and say, you know, I just feel intimidated because I can't pray like Sister So-and-so or Brother So-and-so. They have such eloquent, long prayers, and I just can't pray like that. Well, don't worry about that. Spend the time alone with God and whatever you want to deal with in prayer with him. And when you come to public, don't worry if you can't say a long, long prayer in public. Just pray what's on your heart to God. Or if it's a corporate prayer where you're with other people. I know sometimes people feel intimidated as well there. But remember, Jesus, his prayers in public were very, very short. And yet he saw great results. So let's keep trusting God. Let's spend time alone with him, in our communication with him. And, you know, just take that time to be alone. And let's just believe God for good things, that once we get together again in public, once we get together in corporate, that we're going to see some great things happening. I believe God is working on the hearts of so many people, including myself, and that we're just going to see some different things. Normal isn't going to be the same when we get back together, but what it's going to be, I believe, is going to be better because we believe in a great big God. Let me lead you in a closing prayer. Father, I just thank you today for your people. Particularly, I thank you for this expression of the body of Christ, the Camrose Community Church. I thank you, Lord, for everyone who is a participant here. We just ask your blessing upon them. And Father, I do pray at this time, Lord, as they spend time alone with you, I just pray that you'll minister to hearts, uplift spirits, heal physical bodies that need healing, Lord. We pray for relationships that will be mended during this time, not separated. We just pray for reversal of everything that seems to be happening out there, because you are a good God, and all good and perfect gifts come from above. And until we can be together again, Lord, I thank you that you still bind us together by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.